8 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. Today, we talk with Windham City Councilwoman Jenny Quaid. How are you this morning?
Thank you. Pretty good.
We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. I really just, you know, wanted to come in to give some history, maybe clear up a little confusion, and help people just understand the process of selling WindhamNet.
And it has been, it seems like we've heard an awful lot about it here the last few months, but really, this started years ago.
Yes. So kind of just to maybe run through the history so people are maybe up to speed, and then we can talk more about what's going on currently. But in 2024, that's when Southwest Broadband and Federated had both reached out to the city about purchasing WindhamNet. At that time, then, an ad hoc committee was formed, which was the mayor, Council Member Sherman, Council Member Espelin, Dirk Abraham, the board chair of the Telecom Commission. We're all on that ad hoc committee, and brought it to the council that we should move forward with selling to Federated. At that time, then, we wanted to get an independent appraisal done. So that was about August of 25 that we asked for an independent appraisal of WindhamNet. And we got that appraisal back in October of 25, and the appraisal said that WindhamNet was valued at between 5.5 and 6.2 million. So that was, you know, good news, positive to hear. At that time, the estimated or the proposal from Federated was at 6 million. So we felt that was on the high side of that appraisal, and we were moving forward with that. Then we had January 14th of 2026, we had a joint meeting. It was a public presentation that the telecom board and the city council met with Federated, and the public heard Federated's proposal and all their information. Then we moved forward into February of 2026, and we passed our first ordinance to sell to Federated that passed 3-2. And at that time, still, we were hearing from the council members that were on the ad hoc committee and the mayor in favor of Federated and moving forward. Just not sure, and that's maybe a little the confusion of the public. It's a little confusion to maybe some of us other council members. What happened between the first reading of the ordinance and the second, because then that's when a split developed. And then it was the ad hoc committee was not wanting to move forward with selling to Federated at that time. We then had the second reading scheduled in March, and that's when I had asked the mayor if she planned to veto, because a reading of an ordinance, the mayor has the power to veto. And she had said yes, she would plan to veto. So then I compromised and voted it down then, that second reading, for the sale to Federated, as the ad hoc committee had said they felt like some mistakes were made or they wanted to change directions and they wanted to open this up for proposals. So the council then all agreed that we would move forward with then, you know, stopping the sale towards Federated and opening this up and soliciting proposals for the sale of WindhamNet. That motion was made on March 3rd of 2026. We gave 45 days for people to submit proposals. And we had three conditions. One was local customer service, two was having an advisory board, and three talked about 10 years of free or reduced internet to the city. Then May 12th, the public proposals were heard, and they came in from Midco, from Southwest Broadband, and from Federated. Then the council had closed sessions on the sale, and a motion did, when we came out of that closed session, pass 3-2 to sell WindhamNet. So not who we were selling, just we had a motion, and it passed 3-2, agreeing to sell WindhamNet. That was a motion, that was not an ordinance, so the mayor can't veto the sale of it. It passed 3-2. Then we made a motion to sell the Federated at that same meeting, and that failed 2-3. Then it came that we wanted to the council agreed all three companies should come and have closed session negotiations. It was first brought up with the ad hoc committee, and then it was talked with council that we did not want the same ad hoc committee to just do those negotiations. We wanted to do that as a full council. So the full council then went into closed sessions in July and negotiated with all three parties. After those closed session meetings, Then that's when we had on July 28th the public special meeting that discussed all the proposals. So now the actual proposals that came in from the three companies, their written proposals are not public, but what was talked about in those closed sessions, the attorney advised us by a state statute, we were able to discuss that information in public at then that public meeting. So when we had that public meeting, that's when then all the information that we talked about was made public. And so just to kind of recap, Southwest Broadband, their purchase price was $6.5 million, Midco's purchase price was $8.2 million, and Federated's purchase price was $7.5 million. From when they first came forward, both Southwest Broadband and Federated increased their offers. Midco's offer remained the same. Southwest Broadband said that they would give $100,000 a year annually to the city over the next 20 years, in addition to their 6.5, and Federated said they would give their 7.5 and an additional $400,000 up front to the city right away. So that's what we were looking at, that's what we discussed, and that's what became public information. Then a motion to sell the Federated did pass 3-2. Now, after the motion to move forward, now we have to do two ordinance readings because it's property real estate within the city. So the first ordinance reading on August 4th passed 3-2 to sell to Federated. So we have to get through one more ordinance reading on August 18th. That's what's coming up next week. And that's where I guess some of the issues have started to develop is, you know, moving forward into the second reading and knowing that the mayor has the power of vetoing the second reading. As you can, you know, as you've maybe heard through KDOM, through the citizens article, if you've watched the meetings, you can see that two of the council members and the mayor have also expressed, you know, maybe not being happy with moving forward with Federated. Sherman and Esplin, the two council members, did encourage during our last meeting that the mayor use her power of veto for the second reading. And that's kind of where we sit as of today, to kind of recap up to.
Okay. And that is very helpful to kind of go through the whole process of how we got here. From somebody just watching and listening, it seems like we're kind of past the point of discussion. It's been voted on to sell. It's been through the process of picking which company. It's been voted on to sell to that company. And now when we go to the second reading of it, would this be the final, it's done?
Yes, as long as the mayor does not veto, if the second reading goes through it by a vote of 3-2, then it's published and then it goes into effect. And then that's when our attorneys would draw up the paperwork with Federated and, you know, start the closing process.
I know that it seems like the closer we get to the finish line, the more decisive or the more division maybe is kind of coming out. It's strange to me that the more decisions we make, the closer we're getting to the end, that now all of a sudden it just feels like there's things that weren't an issue before that now are an issue. And has something changed?
Well, if you listen to the meetings, I guess, you know, I mean, my support has been for Federated because I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the pure numbers and facts of where we're at with the sale to them. I'm not trying to go back and rehash whether or not we sell, whether or not we keep WyndhamNet. I feel like, you know, we're past that. We're on the path of selling. We have three council members in favor of selling to Federated. We have two council members that would like to sell to Southwest Broadband. You know, do you let the 3-2 majority that want to sell to Federated continue? Or does the mayor use that power of veto and then undo this and then we're back to square one? You know, at that point, you're going to have to either open it up again, you're going to have like a no sale of the WyndhamNet, like where you go from there. you know.
Okay, so it really will go back. Does it nullify the fact that it was voted on and approved to sell it?
That I'm not sure how that all works out. I mean, yes, I mean, if the ordinance fails, then we're not proceeding with selling at that time. But I don't know that we can just go back and say, okay, well, the second best one, or, you know, like the council members that were in the minority then get to, you know, get, I guess, their opinion or their vote brought to the majority, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, just maybe to clear up a little confusion, because that it was brought up at the last meeting. I'm not quite understanding. I'm trying to understand, and I did have a private conversation with the mayor as well, so that we could try to figure out where we were at, you know, between the divide between us. And I'm giving out facts and figures, and I'm not quite understanding the other side of the aisle with the facts and figures of not supporting a sale to Federated. What was brought up was, and that some people were uneasy with, is they talked about, they said, enhancements that happened after our closed session and after our negotiation. And, you know, I spelled them out in the meeting, but people that didn't hear that, I want to spell it out again. One of them was talking about cell phones, that after we had been in closed session and then in our meetings, that Federated had came forward with clarifying information about cell phone service. And Councilmember Esplin had asked all three parties when we went into negotiations if they offered cell phone services. And Midco had said, yes, we have Midco Mobile, we offer that. Southwest Broadband said, no, we're not looking at getting into the cell phone business. Federated had said, yes, we actually are. We have emails, we have talks going on about cell phone and getting into the cell phone. We don't have all the specifics, but we are in negotiations and working towards that. So after we had that meeting, Federated had clarified then and sent out an additional email saying, since that conversation, we have now secured having cell phone service. Our packages, they gave us some rates that they were looking at, and they said within a month they could have that up and going. So it was really, it wasn't changing their price or changing any terms of the deal. It was just clarifying what was asked of them about, do you have cell phones? Will you offer a cell phone package? Another thing that was brought up and talked about was the employees. People had asked on council, you know, will you continue to offer employment to our current WyndhamNet employees? And that was asked of all three companies. Midco had said, yes, we could offer employment to them. You know, they're regionally located, so it may not be just right here, but they did have possibly some remote work that they could apply for. Southwest Broadband said, yes, for sure, we will hire your WyndhamNet employees. And Federated said, yes, we will hire them. They can apply for jobs with us. Then after that meeting, Federated, their advisory council had met, and they finalized some things and put it in writing to say, yes, we will hire WyndhamNet employees, and we will hire them at the same rate of pay they're currently receiving with Wyndham, and we will honor their years of service for vacation and sick time accrual, those kind of things, and along with other packages that they offer for employees. So they just secured up what they had said in the meeting about offering employment and given clarity, I guess, you know, to us by sending that email saying, here is now a signed agreement that we will hire your employees and conditions of that. So again, that wasn't a change in their offer or anything like that. It was just clarifying employment. And then the final thing that really got kind of back and forth is one of the council members had asked Federated, initially your offer when it was just Federated on the table was $6 million, and now when you came back and proposals were opened up, you increased that to $7.5 million with the $400,000 up front. And can you explain that? And so that was, Federated tried to explain that to the council member during the meeting, saying that they had $1.5 million in upgrades that they had planned to do. Whether they bought WyndhamNet or not, they're going to be putting a line through Wyndham, and so it's going to cost them $1.5 million. And so they had said, instead of us paying that out, if we would purchase WyndhamNet, we will give Wyndham that $1.5 million. So that's how we increased our offer to the $7.5 million. So it was clarifying. So then they had sent out an email, and that's what the council, the mayor and two council members were holding up during the meeting and asking, you know, do we want to see that? We all got a copy of that. But what it was clarifying the offer was 7.5, but it included the 1.5 in upgrades that they would have done coming through town. So the city is getting that money. They're not. Otherwise, they would have used it for upgrades if they didn't sell to us. So
now, it did come in the beginning. Yeah. It was a little confusing.
Yes.
I felt like it was explained pretty well during the meeting as far as what it really was.
Yeah.
So,
in the end, the offer from Federated, the total at closing that will be in hand will be $7.9 million. And so that's ultimately what I'm looking at is explaining to people about moving forward is the Federated offer is $7.9 million in hand at closing before the end of the year, hopefully. You know, if everything goes through and they have to get some PUC, some approval, those kind of things, when that all goes through and is done, we will have $7.9 million in our account. Southwest Broadband's offer, which the other council members are looking at and want the mayor to veto so that they could look at that, is $6.5 million and then $100,000 for the next 20 years. And so in my mind, when you look at the figures, I mean, $100,000 for 20 years sounds great if they're in business and can pay you over the next 20 years.
And technology, you just don't know what the world's going to be like in 20 years either.
Exactly.
But I do think that brings up, and we're about out of time here, but do you have numbers as far as customers that we have, the activity, whether if we look out over 10, 20 years, what kind of predictions as far as if we go back to zero and it doesn't sell, what do you have those statistics?
Yeah. Right now, I just looked in the last year. So internet customers that we have residential and business, in August of 2025, we had 1,758. In August right now of this year, we have 1,664. So we have decreased 94 customers in the last year with our internet. As far as residential and commercial phones, in August of 2025, our customer count was 718. In August now of 2026, we're down to 555. We have decreased 163 phone customers.
Wow.
And so with this trend, along with knowing that if the sale does not go through to Federated, Federated will be putting a line through Wyndham, and they have a range of 300 to 500 customers they're going to be able to draw or offer services to when they come through town. So now you take our numbers, possibly decrease it by
another 300 or 400 people.
Yes, and then you look at, like I kind of pointed out, Starlink, Amazon's getting into the market, you know, just Verizon, all the different options that are out there that continue. Things pop up all the time, ever-changing technology. And that's why, you know, a veto and not selling at this point I think can be detrimental to moving forward. Just one more thing that I just want to quickly say is ran some numbers with our city administrator and just looking at if we took the proceeds, the sale, like if we went through with Federated, the 7.5 million, the 400,000 I've kind of already said I'd really like to put that towards Castle Kingdom, but that's a council vote to decide what goes on with that. But if we just purely look at the purchase price of the 7.5 million, and right now we have 6 years left to pay off that bond. If we invest that over the 6 years, we invest $7.5 million. Right now that's earning an interest rate of 4.25%. So next year alone, just in interest of that $7.5 million being invested, we would have $239,062.50. So that's over double just your $100,000 annual payment from Southwest Broadband. By 2028, that interest would be $293,317. The next year, $274,600. I mean, it continues.
Just climbs.
In the $200,000 range. So it is, in the next 6 years, just keeping that money and building that interest at the 4.25% clearly outweighs $100,000 a year coming from Southwest Broadband. So that is why the Federated deal that's on the table, that is where my vote is, and I just want to make sure people understand and see the facts, figures, and numbers of why I'm standing behind this vote. The mayor had talked in the last meeting that she's open to hearing from people on all sides. I did reach out to her about coming to KDOM today. She had other commitments and was unable to join us. But I do encourage people, reach out to the mayor, talk to her about this, because honestly, you know, it looks like we probably have the 3-2 vote to sell to Federated to make this ordinance go through next Tuesday. And it's all on the mayor right now, whether she uses that veto authority or not. And that's where the public needs to decide, what do you want to do? What would you like to advise the mayor? Because I guess that's where we sit for next Tuesday.
And, you know, as we run through election time and everything, you hear a lot about how important your vote is. And this is another opportunity to do your civic duty and reach out with comments to the mayor and to you and to everybody.
Yep. And you can text, you can call, you can email. I think all council is open to all of those forms of communication.
And everybody says, when you listen to the council meetings, we want to hear from you.
Yes.
So do that.
Yes.
All right, Jenny, is there anything else you want to make sure and add before we wrap up this morning?
No, I'm just, like I said, trying to be as transparent and have the facts, figures, and numbers out there. Try to take the emotion out of things and just look at what is best for the city moving forward with all the numbers in front of us.
Very good. Jenny Quaid, thank you very much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.